A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different results, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each person, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the benefit of all. For one person is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, and another the message of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit, and to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, performance of miracles. To another, prophecy. And to another, discernment of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. It is one and the same Spirit, distributing as He decides to each person, who produces all these things. For just as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the bodies, through many, are one body, so too is Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks or slaves or free, we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
The Apostle Paul's letter to the Christians in Corinth explains how the Holy Spirit embodies each of us differently. We are given different personalities, different talents, and different contributions to the entire body of Christ. These gifts are given to us for the benefit of all. We create the body of Christ together. We are bound in sacred covenant to shoulder the burdens, share the risks, and celebrate the joys of one another. All members of Christ's universal church are called to share in the ministry which is committed to the whole church of Jesus Christ. Therefore, each member is to be a servant of Christ in the local and worldwide community. And all members are to be held accountable for faithfulness to their covenant of baptism. Every time we receive a new person into our church through baptism, confirmation, transfer, or renewal of faith, that person pledges their unity to the body of Christ. At the same time, we, who receive them, repeat the same pledge as a reminder of our interconnectedness. Now, our confirmation students that we will hear this morning have participated in 8 distinct classes during their learning. Those classes covered Christian history, beliefs, and worship, United Methodist history and beliefs, Hollywood United Methodist Church history and traditions, spiritual gifts, attending an environmental justice retreat and interfaith field trip, and finally, they were asked to share a statement of what membership in our beloved church means to each of them. Our hearing about membership through fresh eyes and fresh ears is a gift to us that encourages revisiting our own expectations and commitments as faithful members of the church. The order in which the students will speak was drawn at random, and their names are listed in the speaking order.
There are many reasons why I want to join this church. Some of the reasons are a community of friends, the adventure of faith in God, to gain wisdom from Jesus and God, to be a better person, and this church is really fun. I plan to give back to this church by helping with the children ministry and by helping with activities at the church. And I'd like to thank Heidi Dara and Tom Dara for bringing me to this church. And it is a great church. I love everything about it, the people, the history, and the placing of this church. I am so happy to be part of this church, and thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name's Tessa. Church is like a big family. We come here every Sunday to unite as one and worship God. Confirmation means to me to be added to this family officially. Being confirmed means that you are added into the church as a member. We are given a more perfect share in the identity and in the work of Jesus. It is a growth from adolescence to adulthood on a spiritual level. As a member of the church, you can fully understand everything that God and Jesus and many more have done for us. You accept the ways of a Methodist and take on the duties given to you. I want to thank my mentor, Jeff, for helping me greatly to learn about the church. In a family, we help each other out. We love each other greatly and accept each other for who we are. In the church, we are like brothers and sisters. When one is in need, we are there to help them. I hope to gain from this experience a part of this loving family. I hope to learn the ways of a Methodist more fully and start to appreciate things more. I want to contribute my time and devotion to the church. I would like to help with more service projects. I want to help the UMC Kids Group to teach them the ways of God so that one day they can stand up here and be added into this wonderful family just like me.
I would like to begin by saying, over my many years of participating in the activities of the Christian church, I have been taught 3 things. 1, don't harm others and avoid sin. 2, do good to others. And 3, follow God through worship, scripture, and prayer. I never really knew where these guidelines came from or why they were there, and I'd begin to wonder, then realize it would be easier if I just followed them without question. But my mindset has developed a little bit over the process of confirmation. For example, before this process, there were simply those 3 guidelines: don't harm, do good, and follow God. Now, I am finally seeing what it really means to be a Christian in depth and in detail. I won't just not harm others, I will protect others. I won't just do good to others, I will go beyond to do great and improve the lives of others. I won't just follow God, but act in His name and be His voice. Not only this, but I will readily question my faith when I am curious about its roots, its purpose, and its meaning. Confirmation, including meeting with my mentor, Bishop Marianne, has taught me not only what being a Methodist is, but has helped me confirm why I choose to be a member of this family. Thank you.
I'm so happy that I'm an official member of HUMC. It truly means so much, and I want to give back to this welcoming community of faith. Everyone here feels like family, and that family has grown so much over the past 10 years that I've been here. And I'd like to thank Heidi Dara for being my mentor and helping me throughout the whole process. Growing up here, I feel closer to God, and I hope to continue my relationship with Him and put my trust in His grace throughout my whole life.
Hi, my name is Jack Bradley. When I first started going to Hollywood United Methodist Church, I was 7 years old. We drove by this church and decided to go in. I didn't know where to go or what to do. I just sat in the service and listened. I started to go to Sunday school, and from there on, it was spectacular. I met new people and started to learn more about the Methodist faith. I joined the children's choir and later joined the handbell choir. This helped me express my faith with others. My favorite experience in the church was to go on the church tour. I went so many times and learned so much from Richard that I could practically give the tour. When I got older, I started attending the youth group, led by Johnny Nicolaro. Johnny was always a good example to our Methodist faith. We did many activities where we learned to trust each other. We worked as a team and became friends. The youth group is probably one of my best experiences so far at HUMC. When the church was starting confirmation classes, I signed up right away because I wanted to go further into my faith. During our classes, we learned about John Wesley and the history of the church. It was amazing to find out where the Methodist Church came from and what their message was. I knew right away that I wanted to be a member. I've gone to Catholic school since fourth grade, and I've also learned about other religions thanks to Reverend Dan. After all of these experiences, I still want to be a member of the United Methodist Church. I hope to find a way to be of service and to look forward to continuing my journey of faith with all of you. Thank you.
Member, a person, animal, or plant belonging to a particular group, google.com. I know, a little cliche to start a speech with a definition, but it seems that now is a good time to think about what a member really means. As a young kid, belonging to this church community meant attention from the adults and free cookies. However, now it is different. I'm a member of the adult congregation. To do this, I was enlightened to the works of God and how the Methodist Church works, as well as our church, Temple Israel, and the Islamic Center of Southern California. I will do my best to be a good member, as well as contribute to the church with my knowledge and leadership. Being a member, I will help the church become a better place, as there is always room for improvement. In return, I will become a better, caring, loving person. Church is a place of worship, but also a place of loving sharing that can transform someone of selfishness and self-fondness into an open-minded, sharing, welcoming person. Thank you.
Confirmation was fun and very long, at least to me. But I've learned new things about my faith and church, and also other faiths and churches. Confirmation to me is recognizing getting older as a member of the church and responsibility, like helping out, which will lead me to my next point. Contributing will be good because who doesn't want help? I will help with the youth and hopefully the homeless because I love helping them. By that, I will earn my support from parents, mentors, and pastors. I love the church and can't wait to be a member.
I've waited a few years for confirmation, but I'm so thankful that it happened when it did and with the group and the leaders that have been part of this experience. It happened just as God had planned and at the perfect time. It really feels great to finally have completed and made membership in my church home. Since most of my blood relatives live so far away, it is truly special to have this church family. I hope to continue to give back through our music ministry with the youth ensemble, helping with the younger choirs, and many other ways.
I will add that it has been a gift and an inspiration to work with each one of these confirmants and their families. And now I would like to invite them to come forward with their families and mentors and to stand here before you.
All right, team confirmants, come huddle. Come on. Gracious God, we're so grateful to you for these young people who inspire us, whose talks today have simply reminded us of what it means to follow you. We pray your blessing upon each and every one of them, that they might feel your spirit pour down upon them in new ways, that they might feel their love surround them each and every day, and that we as adults might continue to be a model for them as they are for us, that we might continue to grow the ministries of this congregation through faithfulness and grace. We pray all this in the name of Jesus our Christ. Amen. All right, stay there for a minute, guys. In fact, line up here. Would you all welcome the confirmation class of 2017?